Okay, we are back. Fred Reinhart's on the line with us. Been on this program any number of times over the years. He is the owner of Reinhart Carpet Outlet in Philadelphia. That's an inner city store. He has recently opened a second store, a suburban store. He's a fifth generation retailer, and always exciting to have him on. And Fred, how are you this morning?
I'm great, David. Thanks for having me. It's been a few months since we chatted last, and we've been blessed. We've been busy, and we got a lot happening.
Well, that's interesting. Now, the second location, I know over the years we have talked about a second location. I know it's been in the back of your mind. Tell us about this new store. Now, your original store is inner city. You're still operating that. That's in Germantown. This new one is a suburban location. Tell us about that.
For the listeners that haven't heard me before on your show or don't know us personally, we trade as Reinhart Carpet Outlet Incorporated, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We're in the Germantown section of Philadelphia. It's a northwest section of the city of Philadelphia. And on a clear day, we're about a 10 to 15 minute car ride to downtown center city Philadelphia. And for a lot of years, under my stewardship since, I took over the family reins in 1985, actually. We've been operating out of the single store location in Germantown. We are a stocking dealer. We would be categorized as your warehouse-style showroom facility. We have a small showroom packed beautifully with a wide array of carpets. We are soft surface specialists. And then we support that and back that up with truly and fully hundreds and hundreds of full-size rolls of carpet, mostly running line goods. And then, truthfully, last count, in excess of over 3,000 pieces of carpet remnants and rugs, all priced, ready to go. David, you've been to our store. You've even been kind enough to feature us in the magazine. And we are a dying breed in the Germantown section of Philadelphia, is Reinhart Carpet Outlet. We are not quite 13,000 square feet stocked to the rafters with goods. And in recent, about 18 months ago, we actually started to get back to hard surface floors. We always sold vinyl flooring remnants, sheet vinyl remnants, and preferred to flexible fiberglass back goods, largely because we sold them mostly do-it-yourself. But we've morphed into now more of a fuller service, hard surface stocking and services available dealer, where we're stocking now different kinds of LVT and displaying Floortec and Cortec type products and Forte type products. And across the board, we don't go into wood, we don't go into ceramics, we don't go into stones. So we're coming in on the LVT, LVP side, and more we're seeing at residential and as well as at commercial. On the Reinhart side of our business, we're beginning to creep upwards into how much more of our business is becoming hard surface type activity. Mm-hmm. And then, second, our newer baby, Shane Barry, my partner, and the visionary for this concept, Shane, had been preaching endeavoring to woo me into believing in his vision that a small shop, a satellite shop, 1,000 square feet of a showroom in a nondescript area could serve us as a point where we could gather salesmen, samples, a modest yet tasteful showroom that was intended to essentially be a satellite and a subordinate to Reinhart Carpet Outlet, and it would service a specific community in a very specific way. And the specific way we service is we generate leads largely through internet sourced and based efforts and take the product to the people. He kept telling me over and over again, his wife is our target customer. She's a multitasking woman in her early 30s, a homeowner, didn't have time to come to our store. She didn't have time to do a lot of things. But what she did indeed want, when she wanted it, was flooring products serviced and sold to her by professionals who knew what they were talking about, were reliable of word and presentation, and offered the smart stuff that's being sold today that our fashion forward suppliers are giving us at competitive prices, and where we are capable as vendors to being able to be productive and efficient with our labor force so that we can put lots of product into mostly people's homes. We still, through the satellite store, sell to business and small-scale commercial, Main Street-type activities. But the second part of that store two operation that was novel for me, and it took me a while, I guess, to wrap my head around, because I've worked for my family 120-plus years of developing a brand, an awareness, an identity factor, a market share issue. And Shane was convinced we didn't have to use the name Reinhart Carpet Outlet to be successful with this internet-based operation. And I didn't see it as an ego thing. I just thought it was a common-sense thing. David, I'm a marketing guy from way back when. I'm now 64 years old. I consider myself a marketing guy still to this day, and not a, and I have become a flooring guy, carpeting guy, but I'm always going to be a marketing guy, and it just so happens that the products I'm in love with and that I'm involved with and that I own and operate businesses are flooring and carpeting products. Well, Shane made it clear that, we don't need the name.
What are you calling this new operation?
Identity unique to a given and specific area. We will geofence and geo-target out of the satellite-based operation that will derive most all of its leads from internet-based and then eventually word-of-mouth sources so as to provide us with new selling opportunities. And he said, since we're going to be in the based, and he wanted to be based in the Havertown area, and he felt that that was as good a place as any of an area, of a suburban area of Philadelphia, a western suburb in the Delaware County, adjacent county to Philadelphia County, 20-25 minute ride to downtown Philadelphia on a clear day, and about a 20-25 minute ride from our store in Germantown section of Philadelphia. And in fact, if you look at a map, a road map of the Philadelphia area, the location's almost due south of where we're located in Germantown section of Philadelphia. And he said that we're going to call this operation Havertown Carpet Company, LLC, Division of Reinhart Carpet Outlet, Incorporated. And to Shane's credit, he believed in his concept so much, he kind of gave me a put-up-or-shut-up way to look at the situation. And that's what essentially put me over the top and saying, okay, we're going to try it your way. And we did. And we're at it about a year and a half. And we're now past the startup phase. And we're now past the getting on our feet stage and phase. And we have redone the showroom and continuing to tinker with it. We're into those and continuing phase. And we're now running with this baby. And we got pleasant problems associated with running with this ball that, again, I credit Shane with his energy, his ambition, and especially his vision.
Now, Fred?
We have Reinhart Carpet Outlet, Inc., the base of our operation, our warehousing and receiving facility, and Havertown Carpet Company, servicing mostly residential type opportunities in the suburbs. And between the two, David, as we say in Philadelphia, we are humping, pumping, and thumping.
So do you see additional showroom operations on in the future? I mean, is this just a trial, and maybe if this works, you'll try it elsewhere around the suburban area?
Well, we're past trial now, David. We're running with it, and yes, we see more satellites in our future. challenge with all this are people resources. We know where to get the goods. We've got our own financing. We've got our expertise. We've got our warehousing facility. But if you don't have the horses, guy, you can't run the race. And we are always on the prowl for good people who can service our business needs in various ends of our business needs. And as we're growing our volume and growing our needs, it becomes even more, it's with clarity that we have developed a sense of a better understanding of what we need, when we need it, and how we're going to go about implementing it.
Uh-huh. Tell us about the products. Now, I know it's primarily carpet. I'm sure you mentioned you're now into hard surface. Talk about the selection of products that you guys did.
Well, soft surface and hard surface goods. So let's talk soft surface first. That's what we do most of. We're probably still 85% soft surface, maybe even creeping downward a little bit, but it's a good number. 85% of what we sell is somehow, some way, soft surface carpet and or rug related. And the hotlines with us start and have always been with Shaw Industries. God bless the guys at Shaw. We have a long association and an affiliation with Shaw. We are a SFN, Shaw Flooring Network participant. We haven't missed a convention, I guess, and the every other year convention. We haven't missed one, either Shane or me being at it, or both of us, probably in about 20-plus years. We were there at the inception when the concept was first introduced by Shaw. I was told by the Northeast regional bigwigs that I was the first that got on the list, signed up, and implemented activities as generated from Dalton. In addition to the Shaw base of products that we handle, not only commercial but residential, and Shaw Contract, and all the attendant other services Shaw has. And let me tell you, the more you do a Shaw, the more you learn how far, deep, and wide they go. And they are truly and still remain to be our, and certainly in my head and heart, my number one. Number two and three to that, essentially, Mohawk. Mohawk with its Smart Strain group in particular. We've learned how to sell Smart Strain carpet. Shane could address that better than I if and when you want to get to that kind of a conversation. But Smart Strain sells. And then number three, where we've done a nice job, and I was always partial to patterned and woven goods, the Stanton Royal Dutch product lines. Quietly, we do a nice job. And a lot of what we do is stair, hall, runner, and rug work. And then every once in a while, boom, 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 a house full, or a building full, or a multi-floor operation, stairs and corridors and things like that. Boom, boom, boom. The Stanton Royal Dutch folk, I got to tell you, in their niche and in their world, they've demonstrated, not only are they people of their word, they've demonstrated, and we've got a local guy who calls on us, a guy named Joe Haas. He's the rep who's been with them forever. I got to tell you, we have just rounded off the showroom. Number one with Shaw. Number two with Mohawk. Number three, the Stanton Royal Dutch collection of goodies. And then how we further kind of round off the showroom, and we're not trying to be all things to all people, but we have a collection of goods from Bayou, Hageman, King, and that largely at the showroom level speaks to it. It is extensive. It is far-reaching. David, you saw the showroom two incarnations ago when you last visited. If you came today, I tell you and I declare for all to hear, we have a carpet showroom that's second to none now in all of North America. It's power-packed. It's priced right. It looks great. It's comfortable. It's easy to navigate. Your eyes can cruise on through, and you can start to focus in as you first walk in our door, where and what you want to do, and it's up to us to make sure that you do it.
As I recall, Fred, your whole place is a showroom at, you know, in the original location.
Well, the concept of having a warehouse outlet, Reinhardt Carpet Outlet, so the concept of the warehouse-style store, when you walk into our store, and by the way, we invite people, please, we would welcome your comments and constructive criticisms. Visit us at Reinhardt, R-E-I-N-H-A-R-T, ReinhardtCarpetOutlet.com. Google us, go right to it, take the tour, see what we offer, get a sense for how we do things, and I can tell you this, David, it's even nicer in person than it is in the pictures, and from male presidents on down, including our friendly competitors in the area who come and share information with us, and from our peers in the industry. We're very appreciative for the comments we get and the praise heaped upon us for how we've morphed and evolved, not only the showroom in Germantown, but for what the little guy in Havertown has become. Talk about having thunder in your fist. If this were a boxer, man, you'd have to say, we can get you with either hand, and we can get you with haymakers, uppercuts, or really precisely delivered jabs.
Now, Fred, tell us about
powerhouse showrooms.
You've been listening to a conversation with Fred Reinhardt, partner in Reinhardt Carpet Outlet and Havertown Carpet. We'll have more of this conversation this coming Tuesday. This is Floor Radio.